do you know of any names that black people might use for white people in this part of the country?
White folks.
Okay, and what about Mexicans for white people in this country?
For white people?
Mm-hmm. Can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything right now.
What about names for rural?
In that sense, I can say back when I was smaller, of course the Mexicans worked for my father, my grandfather, mm-hmm. and they referred to them as the patron.
Patron, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. What about a child that is a mix of black and white? what is that child called?
The term mulatto came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you use the expression patron for someone who's Mexican.
Not for someone who's Mexican.
I mean, that they would use. That's what
they
I meant
would
to
use
say.
In reference to their boss.
Right, that's what mm-hmm. I meant to say.
It means he's the big boss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would a black man use? What expression would he use? People working on the ranch.
I don't know that they particularly termed. I know that they were very respectful, and they always called them my grandfather called Mr. Fagan or Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Pete.
Mm-hmm.
They were respectful in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as them, I would not have been in a position to hear them say anything. But a Mexican would say the patron. Where is the patron?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I don't think they would take the liberty. The Negroes would not take the liberty to say that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In anybody's presence that would know they said it.
Uh-huh. All right. What names would we have for a real rustic type, obviously very uneducated, from way in the sticks? What names would we have for such
backwoodsman, backwoodsy.
Okay.
Or ignorant.
All right. If it's not quite midnight, but almost is, and someone asks you what time it is, you say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's... trying to imply that it's very close to it. It's
near midnight. Or
all right. If you're walking on ice and it's very hard and you're trying to keep your balance, and you do manage to do that, you'd say, "I got across that ice all right, but I blank fell three or four times."
Nearly fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go with him, he may call out to you, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" And you answer, "I'll be with you in
a minute."
If you wanted to know, if you wanted to know how far it is to Corpus, you'd say, "How?"
How far is it to Corpus?
Okay, yeah, okay. If you are if you're excited about something and there's something going on the floor kind of out of my view, you might say, pointing to it, you motion my direction and say,
"Look at this."
If you want to know how many times something happens, you say, "How blank do you go to town?"
How often?
All right. If you agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," and you want to imply that you feel the same way, you'd say, I would say, I'm not going to do that. And you'd say,
I'm not either.
Mm-hmm. Or, me.
Me too. Me neither.
All right. What is this called?
Forehead.
And this?
Hair.
And on a man?
This beard.
What is this?
Ear.
All right.
Earlobe.
And to indicate the side?
Right side.
Uh-huh.
Left side.
And
the left ear. Is
And what is this?
Mouth or...